Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. I'm in high school again.
Love it.
I had just dropped out of college.
Good song.
Yeah, we waited in line for this one at midnight.
Yeah, I was there.
At the Poco. That's what you had to do back in the day. Marshall Mathers LP, this one. Even the new Manson, we waited for that one too.
You know, I got to tell a young person recently what Blockbuster meant, Blockbuster movie. Because they assumed that it meant like having something to do with like Blockbuster video. No. And I was like, nope, it's a Blockbuster, meaning it's huge. Like, what do you mean? I said, they used to say that people waited down the block for the movie tickets around the block and that it would mess up foot traffic.
Right.
And it busted the block.
It did.
For all the other merchants. So they called it a Blockbuster.
Yep.
It's like a gully washer.
Now they're already... The Odyssey comes out, I think, in like a few weeks.
You can already buy. Work here, pal.
You already get tickets online.
Yeah, you can already buy tickets for it. Movies that are a month out, you can buy tickets for already.
Well,
can't resell them.
I will tell you this. I have two things to tell you. Number one, it's kind of cold in here right now. I need
some pasties.
Shawl.
Is it pasty notes?
I need a shawl. And I don't mean like a emperor from the Middle East.
Vol shawl.
That's a shawl.
Shawl.
Okay.
Shawl.
You see my shawl?
Shawl.
Shawl. Matthew, you watch the Shaw family, the Tans people?
I have a text from a famous person who does say that they will, in fact, join us on Wednesday morning.
Oh, yay.
Before he breaks... the world record.
Oh, that's going to be Jesse from Jackal.
No. He has no more records to break. He's done it all.
He has done it all.
Now, Jeremy and Clements will be in here with us. And he will leave here to go. He will be leaving here to go.
Yeah, man, going to San Diego. Both series in San Diego
this
weekend.
How fun.
Yeah.
I love San Diego.
Oh, man. I'll ask him this via the radio. Is it as fun now that you have a kid? Because used to, y'all go out there and stay for the whole 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go to all the wineries and stuff, and I don't know.
Oh, he'll go to Napa when they go to Sonoma, for sure.
Oh, it's wait a minute. Where is
he going? It's one of his favorite trips. He's going to San Diego.
Oh, but then Sonoma's not right after?
Yeah, 2 weeks away.
Oh, yeah. But usually they would stay out there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Go to Vegas for a day.
I mean, you just
something.
Go up.
Must be nice.
The interstate nice. For 8 hours.
What are they? Are they
Sonoma?
I think they're racing on the base. They got some kind of setup.
They should do a go-kart race on the lawn of the White House.
You know what? That's going to happen next, probably.
They should.
After last night, I think they're looking to do more
Man,
stuff.
Man, I completely forgot about that. I'm so not patriotic.
You didn't watch it.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Was that the original plan for a Sunday because it was Trump's birthday, or did they bump it because of that?
Man, okay.
Daner?
I think that it was because it was his birthday. Because, like, the real birth of the nation is not for, like, 2.5 more weeks.
Yep.
So yes, it was a Trump birthday party.
We love it. It was packed.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I'll be honest. I knew two of the fighters. That's it. And, you know, like, know their names. I couldn't tell you where they're from. Or I know Ilya. I don't know how to say his last name. Ilya.
Man, I know Steven, but that's it.
Yeah, well, I meant that fought in this fight.
I don't even know them.
Ilya. I don't know how to say his last name.
O'Malley, is that his name? The guy with the funky
Sean,
hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know him. Like, I know his name.
Dana's but. Like, that's the one that you can tell Dana's like grooming to be like the one of the faces. I mean, yeah. He already is, essentially, but he takes him everywhere.
And it was a big birthday. Turned 80.
Oh, there he is right there. Yeah, I've had a couple people ask me, why don't you follow it? I'm like, if I had a favorite fighter, he doesn't fight maybe once a year if I'm lucky. And he said, way too many to shuffle through.
Yeah.
Way too many fighters. This should have been an exhibition card. Packed full of names. John Jones should have been on it.
I think that it would have been more interesting if it was like people that were in jail. maybe like, you know, it's some of the people that ran into the Capitol. Like they could like, you know, if you win, it knocks off a year of your sentence. Or what about this?
That's now you'll like laugh. Very Roman of you.
What about immigrants who want to stay in this country, winner gets to stay.
Oh my God.
Winner, well, look, winner goes home. It's a loser leaves town match, guys, except it's loser leaves country match.
They would be ripping off Stone Cold's first movie, The Condemned.
Oh.
Remember? The winner of that got to walk out of prison.
Yeah.
And guess who won?
Death Race, too. That was another thing. Where they, like, you ever see that one, Paige? They're racing around in cars, and it's like, you know, it's you can blow the cars up and all this stuff, and whoever wins the race gets to. Their freedom from jail.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Now Trump is.
Or for a match of former vice presidents against each other.
That'd be a good one.
Ooh, who would you take? Of all time? I can't remember if Ford was the vice president.
Pence against Vance. Winner gets to keep the title.
Well, Vance is a Marine, so he'd probably have a leg up on him.
Yes.
So if you like Trump or not, he's 80.
Yep.
He goes to that. I assume he stayed for the whole thing because he was wearing a card around his neck like, you know, Logan Paul did. And he's got to be in Switzerland today because they're ahead and he's going to the summit and whatnot.
It was probably the pre-celebrating of SpaceX stock.
I'm like, I can't stand for this, man. This should have been Saturday night.
But just to see that, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I like to me, that's like, why do I see that as like this sacred building, though? Like and I shouldn't. Like I'm giving it like the respect of like a church or something.
Well, it is.
But I know. But to see that like I've never that like something you'd see in the Emirates or you know.
It's just out of place. Saudi.
Yeah, it just looks strange.
It's real gaudy. When they did the weigh-ins and press conferences, they're at the Lincoln Memorial. That kind of looks weird too.
Yeah, and also like
even though Lincoln did wrestle men.
He did, dude. I know. He did. He loved wrestling men.
Yeah.
His wife. Let me remember her name. I used to know all that stuff.
Oh, you know, two names.
Yeah, I know. John Wilkes. No, that wasn't her. Mary Jane.
Oh, close.
Mary Jane. Mary Jo.
No. It was Gillette Knuckles.
No, it wasn't.
Mary Todd.
Mary Todd Lincoln. That's right. Yeah.
It was Knuckles Lincoln.
You're being a Todd. Right
it was Moose Knuckles Lincoln.
You're acting like a Todd.
Well, I got a clip from a fighter. He might be your new favorite fighter. You might actually follow this guy, Josh Hokett.
Josh Hokett?
Josh Hokett. Here's what he said after his fight last night.
Michelle Obama is a man!
He did not.
Yeah, he did.
Oh
he went
God.
On to say a bunch of stuff after. He said, thank Trump for having the balls to put this in the White House lawn.
Swear to God, I did not know that.
And Hokett says that Michelle Obama's
what?
A man.
What?
That's what he
what
said.
What did you cut off? Like, what did these?
Well, it's a short. It's a YouTube short. But, like, it kind of fades after that to where he.
What was the other stuff he said, though?
Well, just like Trump, you know, having the balls to put the stuff on. And
he
called out another fighter he wanted to fight. But, you know, they were kind of. It's paramount, so they can say whatever they want. They're cussing back and forth.
Yeah.
I couldn't chop it up.
Wow.
But there's you're welcome, your new favorite fighter.
Is that Rogan in the ring with him?
Yeah, Rogan's out there.
In a shirt and tie.
Yeah. Now, they were talking about the weather was going to be so bad that they're going to fight mosquitoes off while they're fighting each other. It's going to be humid.
Oh, the flesh-eating mosquitoes are here now. I heard about that.
Yep. So,
is that getting worse, or am I just getting older and pay attention to that stuff? Like,
no, it's getting worse because there's so many different ones.
Like, yeah, like the new one. I'm sure I'm wrong about this because I half-assed paid attention to it. One of the new ones makes you allergic to red meat. Have you heard?
Yeah,
this?
I saw that. I can't remember what it was. Saw it.
It's like, God, man, that sounds like PETA invented it or something.
Well, we're making this stuff too. I mean, to stop the screw worm, we had to make flies sterile, and they release them. That's in Mexico.
That was in California too, didn't they?
Yeah,
Google did that. They did that to try to depopulate the mosquitoes, but yet, why does Google give a damn?
Exactly.
I love Trump, but I hate what he's done to the Oval Office. It looks like something out of Master P's house.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah, it's,
and that person corrected their text. If the first one said, looks like Master P's house, but then they corrected it. Like, yeah, it is kind of like...
Percy, just say Percy.
Gold and gaudier and all that stuff. But like all the other ones are too. When you go to other countries, like they got all their stuff.
I don't know if the ballroom's going to be finished before his term ends. Either way, you got to feel like somebody's going to come along and rip it out and rebuild the East Wing, right? It's just going to be like a back and forth.
Or yeah, like the next, whoever comes in next, if it's like a Democrat, they'll like give the ballroom to the homeless to live in.
How about you can't touch this stuff? Monuments, houses, you can't touch them.
They already took his name back down off the Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, I tell you what, that dude has got balls the size of them steel orbs that are falling in the ocean right now. To start naming stuff after yourself, putting yourself on money, like, I'm sorry. That's just wild to me.
Well, you know, there are judges back and forth like that. It becomes political for sure, but.
Yeah, but, like, there's so much going on, and, like, why does that get any time of your day? To do that, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like as far as like he goes in his job.
Yeah. Like I want to go into like a somewhat political tirade, but it would not be well appreciated by most. And I just I'm irritated by a lot of stuff that is going on that directly affects our country and this blind allegiance that we have to other countries. It's insane to me. It's very insane to me.
Yeah, especially when you have to tell this country, look, don't mess this deal up for us.
Like,
right? Because you want to bomb everybody.
Okay, let me just get this out of the way. If this was Germany, we'd have no issue saying that. If this was Yugoslavia, we'd have no issue saying this. If it was Mexico, we'd have no issue saying it. But why does anyone have a hard time saying the word Israel?
In any context.
In any context. Yeah. There, Gamecocks used to have a player as his first name. I was like, whoa. What is this? What is this? He didn't even convert. That's just his name.
No. It's like people tell you, you have to be careful what you say.
But what?
You can't objectively. Okay.
Let me say this. In America, we have freedom of speech. And we have left and right. And we can decide which side we want to be allegiant to. Or you want to ride the fence and not vote a particular way. That's fine. You have the right to say what you think about the president, the Congress, Lindsey Graham's preferences, anything you want to talk. Michelle Obama maybe being born a man. You got this. Like that guy's not going to jail, is he? That UFC fighter not going to go to jail.
They'll probably get a raise from Dana for saying that.
But if he went on there and said something about Israel, dude, done.
Yeah.
Done for. Like, I would really like to go get a 6-foot table and set it apart today and have people come up and explain that to me. I do not understand.
You can't even question it.
Like, country. Question it, you get labeled just for asking a question.
Yeah, you will.
Just for asking a question.
I think recently he's just been trying to get out of the situation and have people get into it so it'll be resolved in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
It's not right that you can't bring it up without being labeled a hater just for even mentioning
right
country, you know.
Right. I mean, like, just asking the question. Like,
yeah. Well, let me give you the context first.
Yeah. Like, where's your? I don't know. It It's one of those things where me even talking about it's not doing any good. It's
yeah, because
firing up the people who already feel the same way, and it's pissing off the ones who are like, no, you're not supposed to say that. But I don't yeah. really understand it.
I wanted to mention the billboards, but I'm not even going to do that at this point.
You have to. I don't know what you're
Well, there's certain billboards around town with the, look, the message is positive. I get it. It's trying to be positive, but
right.
it reads as aggressive. And like, what are these? It was like during when
Defamation League.
Well, no, it's like when Black Lives Matter, when that whole thing was going on, when it was like a whole.
Oh, it got the blue square on it.
Well, yeah, it was one of those, but it's one of those you're not doing enough for me type situations. Now, I'm not going out of my way to, like, you know, I'm not hating against you or your people, but it's one of those is like, well, if you're not actively like standing up for me, then you're not doing enough type campaigns.
Wow.
Well, even if I don't have a dog in the fight, evidently I'm not doing enough because I'm not, you know, outwardly condemning everybody.
Right.
For, you know, not doing enough as well.
Yeah. I just kind of give too much of a damn about this country to really kind of worry. Not worry. I mean, I have sympathy, I have empathy and all this stuff. But what are the good things? It's like, well, you know, with this tech that we have, like maybe boots won't have to be on the ground anymore. But yes, they will. I mean,
they will.
They will. That's a good text right there. I don't even know why we're in this war conflict at all. I've read the rhetoric, but then again, from what I understand, we were not even asked to participate, but told to go. And that's where I'm like,
yeah,
who's running this country?
Like, it felt like a favor almost. Of
what's the look? And I really, really, really.
Because that situation has not changed for years and years, as far as Iran goes.
You can find photos of, I think it's the last six sitting presidents wearing the hat and praying at the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even Biden, who wanted to, like, he signed the bill to, like, take prayer out of schools and stuff. But yet, I don't know, it just strikes me as very odd. Very, very odd. Not in a hateful way, just inquisitive. Like, that's like weird.
Okay, we don't have a nuke, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't think the top 10 countries or powers in this world don't already have nukes or capabilities.
Dude, it ain't even Un we should worry about over in North Korea. It's his freaking sister.
God, she's like, his personal she's assassin.
Went into over. You see that? People are like, oh, it's AI. It's AI. I bet you it ain't. She's standing in this warehouse full of these huge missiles, and she's got her arms crossed.
Yeah.
Like, come try me. And I'm like, you look like a woman with a vendetta who wants to hit that button.
She does the same trick as Russia does, poison underwear. That's her calling card.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does Bret Michaels get any money?
She's killed for her brother on multiple occasions.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have some family that have just totally disappeared that went against them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's like being a Kennedy family member.
Not there for sure.
Right. All right. We will take a break. Yes, we will answer phone calls. We were getting them there, and we did not get them on. That's fine. We'll do it next. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, this is that other one you were talking about.
Yeah. This is beautiful. You ain't got no taste.
That's like, I like the guy, but...
I like the guy.
Sometimes I can't understand what he says.
Well, when he says, skip the live Fandango, skip live Fandango.
Little Proko Harum.
Yeah. Oh, that's who it is?
Johnny Blue Skies.
No, is it Proko Harum?
I don't know who originally did it. Wider shade Procol of pale. Procol
Harum.
Procol Harum.
Procol Harum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was that's a band the old heads
the
really
70s.
Like.
See, I used to think it was Eric Clapton was who did the original one.
He was in Cocaine, right? He had a song called Bread.
He was in a.
I think so, and he played with a brownie, something like that.
Yeah.
I know bits and pieces of musical history.
Johnny Blue Skies is Sturgill Simpson, yes. This guy sounds like Sturgill Simpson. It is.
Do you think the band said to him, like, look, can you just be Sturgill?
He doesn't wear Ziggy Stardust with David Bowie. He doesn't wear like an alternate costume or anything.
Bodysuit.
He's not Chris Gaines in the whole thing up.
No.
Chris Gaines.
Johnny Blue Skies, and he named the band The Dark Clouds, which I think is
that's kind of cool.
The yin and yang.
It's we've been like Sturgill. We're the Dark Cloud now. We've been the, was it The Chorus of Fire? The other one, yeah. Brother Marshall?
Yeah. God, man, that's good stuff too.
Like, can we just stay one thing?
He's a smart businessman because he realized, you have the music rights to Sturgill Simpson, do you? Well, you don't have them to Johnny Blue Skies.
Oh.
It's like Foley. He gets 3 Legends contracts every year. Or the way he used to. Now he does.
Not no more.
But he used to get Dude Love, Mankind, and Cat's Jack.
Plus, does Sturgill get a cut of Timmy Ties?
He's younger than I thought he was.
Who's Sturgill?
Yeah.
How old is he?
48.
Oh, yeah, that is young.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought he was old. He sounds a lot older in his voice.
He's got that nice...
Yeah, I thought he was
grizzled
80.
Voice. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And he's coming to Charlotte, and I don't want to say it. Never mind.
Nobody buy tickets.
I don't want to give out the information.
Because he divides people as far as he ain't country no more, and he does too much weird stuff, I've heard people say.
See, here's the thing. Some of his music, the bluegrass stuff, is certainly not rock or whatever. But I've asked the power that be's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one. It's a guy. It's Mark. It's how does Sturgill not get rock radio? He's country. And I'm like,
yeah, but we played Jelly Roll.
But Lynyrd Skynyrd though, they would be called country now.
Southern rock. Which is kind of,
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. Too many labels. When you go read the charts now, they're not what, rock is not what you thought it was.
Mm-mm. And some of the country stuff, I'm like, why is this country? It sounds kind of top 40-esque to me.
Yeah. I mean, country is, it's like, are you a Republican or a MAGA Republican? Do you like country music? Yeah, but I don't like the new crap. I like pre-99.
Well, it's like when they have a female artist now in country, they try to, chart her first top 40 and say, it's kind of spin you pop first if we can.
I saw in Nashville last year, women got signed 3-1. First time that ratio's ever been that off. And like they're seeing like female country singers are just starting to just pull in the, I mean, we've known it for a while. I mean, you know, it's not like this is just something new, but like any attractive country female singer now will get a contract.
But look at Ella Langley. I don't know her story, but she wins a lot of awards.
She's just a good songwriter.
And packs out shows.
And when she started, she wasn't as hot as she was. I mean, she worked into it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know her story. Like, I don't know if she, how long she's been going at it, but when they find you, you know, get the hooks in you, and that's when they bring you along.
Yes. And then you have to decide, okay, am I going to stay who I am, or am I going to change into whatever they groom me to be?
Yeah. A boy band.
They throw that check in your face. You're like, okay.
But I'll be honest with you, then I prefer some of the newer female singers than the male, you know. Some of the stuff is garbage.
There's a lot of
male garbage singers.
No, I mean, just it sounds the same.
Yeah. It is a big, especially in the rap scene, where the female rappers are more aggressive than the men now. Which, I mean, that's fine. Welcome, you know.
It's just weird when they sing about or rap about getting laid a lot. Like, they get graphic with it.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, their, you know, their stuff.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, Salt and Pepper, like, Push It Real Good. Like, that was, you know, what it was about. They didn't, like, graphically say it. But, like, gangster rap, like, especially, like, N.W.A. and Snoop. W balls.
Did you see I don't know if you follow the Klay Thompson, Megan Thee Stallion, you know, love story there, but there was a report that came out that said that one of the latest reasons why they didn't work is because he thought she was too ghetto. Always yelling and screaming, like, when they were out in public and stuff, and he's a little more reserved.
Is that...
I can see that.
Is that his words?
Yeah, that's what the source said. Evidently, a close source to him said that those were his words, that she was too ghetto.
Some people want to be more private, not out there.
So, serious question. Would the equivalent of that in white people world would be redneck, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which is what everybody was saying what the UFC was this past weekend at the White House, is rednecked America.
Your mama and them.
Yeah, but like that's interesting.
Which I thought that too. I'm like, DC is full redneck now because of UFC.
Yeah, but you know, like the hate that exists. Like, you give hate long enough, like, you know, it still, the hate separates you further. Like, you know, people that say, okay, I'm not racist. Society's made me this way, but yet they will look amongst their own and hate on them too. You know, like. You see that with a lot of, you see that with every race, you know, like even the LGBTQ plus, they have infighting now because of, you know, the plus. A lot of people that have been in that when it was just LBG, just LBG.
People deflect.
I voted for him, by the way. I did.
Did you?
That's right.
The LBG. Leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Thanks so much.
Thank you more.
Thank you.
We call this segment Phone Calls with Listeners. So we're working on the branding on that. I think that's simple.
It'll get there. You can sponsor it too if you want to.
This segment of Phone Calls with Listeners brought to you by, golly, quote me a price. We'll look into it.
Look at that. We'll hook it up.
Father's Day is coming up. Let's go.
God, I forgot about that. It is. I don't have to worry about it anymore because I don't have a dad. But
it's things. The first year. You won't have to buy a father.
Well, second. But I have things that I want bought for me.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
So I'm looking forward to the weekend now.
Like what?
Oh, God, I got an Amazon list. That's the thing. You know, I just refer them to the list. Yeah. If I want it, I've already marked it. Go look.
I haven't been asked, so that means Sherry already knows.
Yeah.
I've already got it taken care of.
She got you a tie.
Yeah.
Now, I really would use socks.
I would use that.
Socks
turn
and underwear.
Into a bandana.
A tie and some socks.
You can never have too many socks and underwear. I'm not even kidding.
No, oh, yeah. When you get older, like, that's what you want. Do rags, too.
And when you get new ones, throw old ones away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or repurpose them. Wink, wink.
Okay, this you donate them to charity?
No, I donate them to my
right hand.
Ain't nobody
going to want old underwear.
Ew.
Like, I mean, I'm
you would
sure.
think you would think not, but when you go to a thrift store, there's always drawers and underwear there.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I really want to take that top call, but I'm more curious than I am.
I will say he was pretty careful about what he was trying to say. I don't know how that's going to translate.
So it can be maybe a healthy conversation about it. The question from Paul is, where do you draw the line with racism? Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How did you point?
And Paige.
And Paige, too. Well, when people say Rise Guys, like even though she's a girl, she's one of the guys. I mean, hey, guys. You know.
Hey, guys. But I'm a dude. Dude.
What's the question? With
no,
that?
Paige, you're not a dude.
Paul,
she hasn't proven otherwise. So.
Yeah, prove it.
After all these years.
Okay. Here you go.
I won't trust the photo from you.
No, never.
Paul, the question
I'm on my brother's phone. If it beats, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Well,
he's out of minutes. He's got a Trump phone.
So let's talk about racism. What were your questions? You want to say a word and we tell you if it's racist or not?
No, this is going to sound weird. The best friend I've got in the world is black.
Yeah,
and him and his wife are
you white?
Got three kids.
Are you white?
Yes, I am very. I'm white.
Why you laugh?
I've known him for 30, 40 years.
Yeah,
I'm 58. Sorry, I think.
Well, I forget
I'm 58.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
and I'm the godfather of his three children.
Nice.
La Gumbada.
All right, now that's odd enough right there, but that's how good of friends we are.
Why is that odd?
People have asked him, why do you want a white man? Why do you want a cracker for a godfather?
Peckerwood.
Yeah.
I've heard the same thing, everything.
Yeah, that's our favorite.
I've watched him and heard him use the N-word with the last letter being an A and R R, and he's confronted me and said that, and I was like, "Look, that's wrong. Don't do that. You, how would you like it if I called you the N-word?" He said, "That ain't cool."
Right.
So
you like, told him not to use it.
Yeah, towards me.
Right.
So you wouldn't like it if I used it towards you or your wife. So why is it cool for you to use it towards other people?
Right. You know,
I don't condone that word. I never have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like when it comes to that particular word, and if he's saying it, I feel like, you know, I can't tell him how to use it.
Well, type one. I mean, if you're sitting there calling me a SOB or MF, I'm going to tell you not to.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, see, I mean, there's several ways of looking at it. And again, for those that don't know, we are three honkies. So you do have that perspective. But, you know, the way it's fashioned is, well, we took control of it. We made it our own. And now, you know, it's okay. But that's the only time I can ever think of where something like that's ever happened over time, where someone says, hey, that was so demeaning, but now we want that to call each other. Like, I feel like that is such a reverse psychology. But that's just me saying how I think it looked. I can't speak to the feelings that, you know, you want to make it your own thing, but I didn't really see a lot of Jews going to get swastika shirts to make it their own.
No.
Exactly. Two weeks ago, let me give you an example. I come to his house. We're invited over for dinner. So my girlfriend and I show up. We're the only two white people there. Somebody makes a rude comment, and he looks at them and he says, "That's my name. Don't say nothing to
me." Okay, we gotta.
Oh wow!
Hold on a second, my friend.
Yeah. Man, it's. I remember the billboards that I saw in town that I was talking about earlier, and it said, "You don't have to be a Jew to protect Jews." It was. I know what it meant. Like, I know the intent. It was just odd to read.
Right.
It kind of makes you feel like, okay, was this supposed to make me feel like I'm not doing enough? Like, what exactly is the message?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that one. Yeah. I try to.
Well, they're around. I researched it. It's a campaign in different college towns.
Yeah.
To where they put those up.
It's a derogatory term unless it's something that you find comforting to say to people. But at the same time, I don't call my friends ho and bitch.
Yes,
you know?
You have. You've called me back. Like, I've heard, what's up, ho?
I've
never said that to anybody. I've never called my friend sluts, ever. Hey, sluts.
What's up, bitches?
When y'all go to Camp Cooter, you don't call them.
Hey, bitch. I've never.
Wow, I hear women say that stuff all the time.
I just don't. That's just me. So I understand where this guy is coming from, saying, I just don't feel comfortable. I think it's derogatory.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay, that's a good question. And I can totally identify with this. While I've never had any issue with the color of my skin, as a, quote, morbidly obese child, I was constantly ridiculed and messed with. No one ever said anything about that. See, but that's everything. Like, the redheaded kid's going to get
ass.
It. The kid with the crooked teeth's going to get it. I mean, like, everybody's going to get it. Like, even the girl that's the perfect 10, you know, whatever. Somebody somewhere is making it a rumor that she's a slut.
Of course.
And like nobody goes unscathed.
Just hoping.
They don't. Now.
Now, if he would have said to his buddy what his buddy said to him, that's not cool. Like, you couldn't use it that way either.
No.
That's just how it's going to be with certain stuff, which I'm cool with, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it kind of goes back to the other conversation. Like, so much stuff going on that I don't. That's one of those, maybe, like, I'll go into this earth not ever fully understanding, but that's okay. There's a lot of stuff I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how power works. I don't understand how people sell energy. Like,
God, how do they trade it?
I understand it, but I don't get it, but I don't understand it. So, you know, we're just not the ones to ask that.
All right, let me bring it back up, bro. Just
play what he said again, and let's
tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.